The housing crisis has been at the forefront of the news for quite a while now, with many politicians acknowledging that we need to build more homes. The Inner West Council have passed the Fairer Future Plan, which plans to build up to 30,000 new homes in the Inner West. However, there is some concern in the community about how this will impact public and affordable housing. With us today, Rachel Evans from Action for Public Housing. Hey, Rachel, how are you?
Hi to SER team. I'm good.
Thank you so much for joining us. What concerns do you and the rest of the Action for Public Housing organisation have with the Inner West Council's Fairer Future Plan?
Yes, well, the Fairer Futures Plan is basically a handover of public space, air, land to private developers. So the 31,000 homes that they want to build within the Fairer Futures Plan are majority private apartments. With only 2% of affordable housing accorded within that plan. Now, actually, affordable housing also isn't affordable. It's 80% of market rent.
Yeah.
And market rent is now obviously way too high. And in Marrickville, they've got this, New South Wales government has this rent-a-meter, so you can see how much rent is in every suburb. So, yeah, it's a one-bedroom apartment now in Marrickville is between $500 and $720 Ooh. Per week. So 80% of that is not affordable. So, yeah, we've got real concerns. We want public housing or council housing. We want housing that's 25% of market rent, 25% rather of your income. So that's what would be really affordable. And we've got a housing crisis actually not because of supply. We've got too many vacant homes as it is. There's a million vacant homes according to the 2021 census every night across the country, and it's about 2,500 across the Inner West. And in the city of Sydney, it's something like 25,000 homes empty every night because of Airbnb and negative gearing and so on. So actually, the problem is distribution, and that's what we need the government to step in and actually deliver housing for the people, not the profiteers.
Now, there's claims from council that this plan will allow those who are currently being priced out of the area to be able to afford to stay in the area. That's obviously not where your research is pointing. What's the reaction from the local community been like as a result of this Fairer Futures plan?
Well, yeah, there's been a really good campaign against it, you know, kind of homes for people, not for profit, and also the planning for people, not for profit kind of themes. So there's been rallies outside the council meetings, and they rammed it through this plan on September the 30th, and there was a really awesome community campaign protest out the front, and then lots of people went in to say, no, we don't want this plan. We want something much more people-orientated. And so the campaign continues. And the other thing that we've got to note is that the first eviction notices have come down for a relatively affordable apartment block in Warren Road.
Yeah.
So this is 17 apartments and 19 bedrooms, and it's relatively cheap apartments compared to others in the area, and some of the tenants have been there for like 10 years. The Inner West Council gave a DA application notification to those tenants by sticking a DA notice on their front gate.
Jeez.
2 days after September the 30th. And look, it's a really bad DA, again, really small amount of affordable housing compared to what they want to build, which is 43 apartments. And that means that, yeah, again, this is sort of the first cab off the rank. And it falls under the Transport Orientated Development Plan, which is a Fairer Futures Plan, but it does actually smell of what's going to come, which is the affordable smaller blocks, the older blocks to be rezoned and then private apartments in their stead. So we're going to resist
and
save Warren Road and demand a genuinely better planning future for the Inner West and more broadly. But the other thing I just need to tell listeners is that we've saved a public housing estate last week. It was South Everly Explorer Street, and we saved that one. The government sent around a notice 5 years ago saying they were going to demolish it and build private apartments with a slither of social housing. We led a community campaign against that, and we've had a reprieve, so that's really good. We got that notice last week, but we also We unfortunately have lost an estate, 82 Wentworth Park Road, Glebe, which had 17 dwellings in there, and five of them were three-bedroom family homes, and that has also been a five-year-long campaign to save that public housing estate. Mm. So there's some wins and there's some losses, but the lesson is actually when the community organisers, we can really pack a punch against this corporate takeover of our communities.
Indeed, and the action continues this Sunday in Marrickville. Action for Public Housing and Better Future Coalition have got a protest happening?
We do. It's at 11 a.m. at Marrickville Town Hall, and we're going to march to Warren Road and a local park. And also, yeah, the plan, Fairer Futures, doesn't involve any significant green space uplift. So that's another issue that we're rallying for.
You do some absolutely awesome work. If I can stay in touch with you about this issue and all other related issues, that would be very much appreciated. Rachel Evans from Action for Public Housing, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you so much. See you on the streets. Bye.